Good afternoon, Peterborough. It is 5 p.m. and sunny outside for a change. My name is Evan Robbins, Trent Radio's broadcast journalist through the Local Journalism Initiative, and you are listening to Switchboard, the show which keeps you plugged into all of the news and people of note in the place at the end of the rapids. We are broadcasting live through the facilities of Trent Radio, CFFF 92.7 FM in Peterborough, Ngozi-Wanang, and the surrounding area. We are back in studio again this week with a very special guest. Longtime listeners of this show or of Trent Radio in general will know him, and I imagine that if you're the kind of person who follows my work, or indeed the work of anyone at this station, if you have a type, you probably know who this is going to be. He's been on here before as a member of our politics panel, and he is the editor-in-chief of Arthur, Trent University's radical student newspaper. Welcome to the studio, David King.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
Oh, always, always happy to have you, my friend. You are not only a valuable asset and fixture of the local media landscape, but dare I say, just a great person to do radio with.
That's subjective. But yeah, I mean, I'm very, very fond of Trent Radio. I worked here a couple summers ago. I'm very fond of Peterborough's local media.
You had like the precursor to what my job currently is.
Yeah, it was the summer journalist position, which was a lot of fun. It was a lot of learning, not only for Trent Radio, but for myself as well. So,
unlike me, who has never had to learn anything in her life.
Exactly, yeah. I've had to learn many things. Most of the time, it is the hard way.
Yeah, some of those things you learned from me, because I used to be your boss, which is relevant today because we are talking about Arthur. We are talking about Trent's radical independent student newspaper, the one and only, because just this past week, I believe, you opened submissions for Arthur's issue zero.
Yep. Yeah. Sorry.
What is an issue zero?
So an issue zero is the first print issue, contrary to the number attached to the issue. It is the first print issue of Arthur's publishing year. So each year from August to April, Arthur prints around, this year it's around 2,000 print copies of the paper and distributes them across all Trent campuses and to local businesses in downtown Peterborough. Issue zero is sort of the introduction to Arthur, especially for new students coming to Trent University. It is the way it's usually a community and student showcase that spotlights contributions from not only the students at Trent, but the wider community of Peterborough as well. It really, I think this is the issue that bridges the gap between Trent students and the wider community and city of Peterborough. And it's also a great sort of way to get to know Arthur as a paper. And it has been, issue zero has been the way that we have come by a lot of staff. A lot of staff have seen what is in issue zero and have been really, really attracted to what they see in it. So it's basically a first impression for the publishing year.
All right. So let's actually back it up a little bit. And before we kind of get into the granular discussion of what issue zero is, what kind of things that you're looking for, like what makes it different from other print issues and why you're putting a call out to the general public to submit, I want to ask you, maybe if you could just give a little intro to what Arthur is to people who might not be familiar with it. Because, you know, loath though I am to admit that there are people who escaped my purview in my own time editing Arthur, there are people out there who, regrettably for them and us, do not know who or what Arthur is.
I'm more than happy to talk about this, and I will be concise. So
No need to be concise. We've got half an hour to
do that. This is true. Around 60 years ago, it is 60 years ago this year, that one good old alumni by the name of Stephen Stone, you may know him from being chancellor of Trent University, rest in peace to his chancellorship. Not to him, he's still very much alive. He co-founded Arthur in 1966, when he named a newsletter of some repute after George Harrison's haircut in A Hard Day's Night, where he's like, it's named Alma. Anyway, so this is an independent student newspaper named after a haircut, and it is named, it must be referred to as a person. Arthur's a little bit different than a lot of the other student newspapers that happen at post-secondary institutions. We are not attached to a journalism program. We are mostly attached to a lot of humanities, but in the last couple of years have been really digging into more of the sciences. We have quite a few life science students that work for Arthur as well.
Well, I was going to say, technically, Arthur isn't even attached to any to the university or to any faculty. You get an undergraduate student levy from the students of Trent University who pay into the provision, I suppose, of your operating funds. Though editorially, there is no oversight from the university, right? No one's looking over your shoulder.
No. Arthur is editorially independent from Trent, which people get really confused by a lot, which is kind of shocking if you don't know. But we are also free of any commercial controls as well. We are a nonprofit incorporation without share capital. So we can very easily critique things like Trent University and even the city of Peterborough, these big institutions that whose image can be, I'm going to put this very diplomatically, whose image that it is like a very, there's no influence from any sort of outside big institutions, and we are not attached to bigger papers like The Examiner or The Toronto Star. We're not a part of, the only thing that we're really a part of is the Canadian University Press, which is like an association of papers across Canada that we have membership to. But other than that, we have a lot of editorial autonomy. We are run by students. We produce news mostly for students and community members, but also invite community members to volunteer their time and volunteer to write and also guide the organization through a board of directors as well. Other than that, we usually cover, over the last couple of years, we've become kind of notable in the university paper community by being one of the only papers that covers municipal politics, which is quite wild. That is not, I can take no credit for that. And we've also, in the last 5 years, done a lot of award-winning work. So it's quite interesting to be the manager of, come up through the news. I was hired in 2022, so it's interesting for me to, come up through the newsroom as a journalist and then become an editor and sort of the manager of a newsroom. So I don't know. It's a fantastic student experience. It's a fantastic job if you can get it. We're going to start hiring in mid-August as well, which I'll likely probably also be back on the radio for. But we really try to be as low barrier and as accessible as possible to people that want to write and be published for the first time, and also work with an editorial team to really hone in on what they want to produce for Arthur.
So if you have staff writers, why are you asking people to submit their work to Issue Zero?
That's a great question. So we usually only hire student staff from September, October until April. From April to around August, it is just the editors a lot of the time. Maybe sometimes they'll hire a student staffer, but a lot of the time, asking for issue zero contributions is a way that we engage not only with students, but with the community. Because Arthur is so concerned with being a learning experience for our student staff, that tends to be the priority in issues where throughout the publishing year, where there are students on staff that are having a 24-week long course in how to become a journalist. And so usually in print, staff will take the priority, but we will have community contributions along the way as well. Issue zero is usually the showcase for community contributions because we have no staff in August, but second of all, it's just a way for it is primarily a bridge for students to become interested in what Arthur has to offer by virtue of showing that the community actually does really respect Arthur as an institution and really wants to engage with it. We've already had quite a bit of interest in being public, like with a lot of community members wishing to be published. And I think that in turn generates student interest in Arthur.
All right. So tell me what kinds of things you say that there are people interested in being published. What kinds of things are you looking for in issue zero?
First and foremost, we like news. We're a newspaper. It does what it says in the box. I think that if there's a story that you aren't seeing in, like, say, The Examiner, if you're not seeing it on CBC, if you're not seeing it in the wider mainstream media, I think Arthur is a great way to learn how to tell stories like that, especially because a part of our mandate is to give voice to underrepresented perspectives, especially in Peterborough. We're more than happy to guide you and shadow you through that. News is one of my favorite things to write about and do. I love just going out and talking to people. So if you're interested in doing that, all of us are more than happy to have somebody tag along and shadow with us. We're also looking for culture pieces, which is always a favorite section of a lot of staffers too. We have an arts and lifestyle sections, a fair bit of longer writing about things like books, television, film, music, theater, fall into the arts category, and lifestyle, which does include things like personal essays, recipes, sort of these observations of what living, especially in Peterborough, is like, or living in Ontario, Canada. We also are looking for, if you want to do any sports writing, that's Arthur is woefully, we're all like, even though I am a bit of a gym rat, but I haven't been to the gym in God knows how long. But we really appreciate any coverage of of sports, especially locally, maybe internationally. We just had a World Cup finish. Let's talk about the economics of that. We also can accept, we don't just accept writing. We accept photography, art. We've accepted like personal ads before. We've accepted collages and paintings as well. But yeah, it's, the world is your oyster in this respect. We also really like anything, if you can write some satire for us too, that's one that people seem to really be drawn towards and think is real, but it's not. I think that that's always a really fun section to do. We're also looking for, this is a new thing this year. Last year, we started to publish comics because we had an in-house cartoonist, which was really great. And so we're accepting any sort of just anything written, visual, or a little bit obscene, throw a butt or a boob in there. Be my guest. I mean, Arthur, issue zero is a great way to really experiment and get a little weird with anything that you can contribute, be it written or visual.
Amazing. And yeah, issue zero.
Yeah.
Why should people get involved with Arthur, David?
Oh, that's a great question. First and foremost, it gets you published. This is really, really difficult for a lot of people to do when you start out writing. I remember being a little baby writer and having nothing published. I only had things from in-course assignments that were unpublished. And when you want to become a writer or you want to become an artist, most granting bodies and most people that... you know, hold the money bag, really like it when you are published elsewhere or you have a CV with publications on it. But also, maybe because, I don't know what you're doing. Maybe because, like, you just want something for your mom to hang on the fridge, or it's a really great way to get yourself out there and get out of your comfort zone. I think that, like, getting published in Arthur was an important experience for me to begin with, because it really taught me a lot about the editing process, which is another big reason why, if you're going to be a writer in future, you should be you should be probably working with an editor and have a little experience working with an editor and receiving feedback. I remember being very difficult to work with. To begin with, because I didn't take feedback very well.
That might be putting it mildly.
Yeah, no, you can... That's, it's putting it very liberally in for radio.
Yeah, I mean, it might be worth saying, disclosure of interest. Disclosure of interest! Evan Robbins is the former editor-in-chief of Arthur newspaper and was not responsible for the hiring of David King, but did rehire him.
Yeah.
Thrice.
Yeah.
Twice?
Twice.
Twice. Whatever. Whatever, man.
Whatever. And you know what? Mistakes into miracles. Let's just say that. but yeah, I mean, if you already have personal writing on the internet, chances are you haven't worked with an editor before. If you want to continue a career in writing, I highly recommend working with an editor. This has been the greatest development that I've had as a writer and an editor, has been working with other people to get feedback, because you're going to stare at a document and you're going to stare at a series of words, and sometimes they're not going to be intelligible, and that's okay. And they're going to become intelligible once somebody else has eyes on it.
There's no need to malign the Substackers among us, but could you tell me a little bit more about what the editorial process looks like? So say you reach out about submitting something to issue zero. What steps do you go through to actually get published?
So when I receive an email in my inbox titled, "I need to submit to issue zero," it better be a .dcox document, or else I'm not touching it. I'm kidding. I would like it if it was. But as soon as I receive any sort of document, or any of us do, I upload it to Google Docs, and I immediately let someone know that, yes, I have received your article, and I am going to take a read of it. We will get back to you in the next couple of days with edits and feedback and our feeling about the general vibe of this. So when I go into a Google Doc, I will read it. I don't want to do a play-by-play here, but all three of us, there's three editors at Arthur, by the way. I'm the editor-in-chief. Luann Morin is our co-editor and is mostly responsible for copy editing, and our digital media editor, Ian Elliott Van Segbroek. Now I'm saying his full name because he says it all the time.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, no, exactly. But at least two editors' eyes will be on your work, and that usually means we will go in and bring a piece up to an in-house standard and up to a journalistic standard outlined in both our policies and procedures, informed by the Canadian Press Style Guide and also the Canadian Association of Journalists ethics and editorial guidelines that they have set out. So, we're pretty rigorous in terms of editing. We will leave feedback for you in a Google document, which you will then receive within a couple of days. And we ask that you implement edits as soon as you possibly can. And then it's usually pretty straightforward. Sometimes we want you to do a little bit more research and a little bit more work. Sometimes we just are like, this is funny. We have a couple grammatical things for you. Otherwise, it's good. Pieces that from community contributors tend to take 1 to 2 edit passes. But on the best of days, it's usually 1. And then we will do something called strong editor, where we will just like implement little grammatical and syntax changes to make it sound a little bit better. But other than that, we communicate with you every step of the way to ensure that this piece is not only up to snuff for you, but it's also up to an editorial standard that we feel comfortable a piece should be at, right?
Do you know the etymology of strong editing?
I think it's because of strong mirror powers.
It is because of strong mirror powers. It's because when Peterborough was given strong mirror powers in October of 2023, like at the time, I and my friends Sebastian and Abby were the editors of Arthur. And we, you know, had a policy where if one of us produced work, the other two would put eyes on it.
Uh-huh.
And this was how we kind of kept ourselves accountable. But we had to develop a shorthand for basically stories where we were like, I don't care what feedback you, or like what you do to this story. I don't need feedback.
Yeah.
I just need you to fix the spelling mistakes and make sure, like, just implement everything yourself. Use your judgment.
Yeah.
And Peterborough had just gotten strong mayor powers. So we started to say, I'm delegating strong editor powers.
Yeah.
On this story.
Yeah.
To you.
I mean, like, I do. Oh, it's such an easy shorthand for, especially when I will do coverage and I'm like, I know I don't need feedback on this piece. Just go in and strong editor it. Like, I think that is just the okay. Do what you need to do here. Let's just get this out. I think it's for expediency as well, especially when there's break in stuff, which happens once in a while.
Okay. So what then? You know, we've talked a little bit about the process. We've talked about why you should submit. How does one submit?
That is a great question. There is an article in The Hero of www.trentarthur.ca that's spelled TRENTARTHUR.ca called Submit Yourself to Issue Zero. You will take a look at the document and read through. If you have any ideas or if you have any grievances about what information has been presented to you, either in this medium or the computer, you should email editors at Trent Arthur with the subject line, I need to submit by issue zero, or you can drop in by our office in suite 104 of Sadler House at 751 George Street North. There is a bus stop for it. Take the bus, walk here, bike here.
Come to my office.
Come to my house. If you email us, or if you cold send us a document, beautiful, totally fine. But I would also advise that you check out trentarthur.ca/about for a little bit more about how to pitch us, what we're interested in, what we're not interested in, and what we are sick to death of. This is an old editorial line that has been towed for the last 3 or 4 years.
I wonder who put that on the
website. I wonder who put that there. We also have a policy about AI-generated content. We outright reject any sort of generative AI work and do not publish it, and we will tell you as much. This has been the case before. People will submit AI-generated work as their own. That is dishonest. We kind of Like, we will, in stories that use AI-generated content, we will identify what is AI-generated content and illustrate its purpose in an article. We absolutely reject any sort of AI art and images because it is destructive for the environment, and it also looks really bad. It is such an affront to my side gig as a graphic designer to do something like that. We pride ourselves on the creation of human original and transformative works, regardless of the quality of it. Because it is a representation of the community that we serve. AI-generated works, I will absolutely identify it, and I will reject it outright. No questions asked. So please do not try me on this one. Other than that, we also, like, if you... If you have any ideas that you want to hash out, or if you have a really strong idea and you want to talk it through with us, I am available all the time at editors@trentarthur.ca. I will immediately get back to you, even if it is like 8 or 9 o'clock. Well, okay, no. If it's like late at night, I will get back to you during the next business day. But we read everything you submit. We try to publish everything we read. You will get feedback on this. It is important that this happens for you because it is for your learning, and it is the purpose of Arthur. Also, I would like to stress that please submit any issue zero submissions by midnight on August 5th, 2026. If you ask me nicely, we can extend this under understandable circumstances, but you can also, I would highly recommend getting stuff in by that point because it takes a little while for us to edit community contributions just because of people's experience levels sort of vary, and we need to put a certain amount of time into making those puppies sing.
All right, great. David, with 2 minutes left in our broadcast, I want to do a bit of a lightning round. I've got some questions about the kinds of things that I can submit to Arthur.
Okay.
Say I go to Galaxy Cinemas and I see the Christopher Nolan film The Odyssey, and I have thoughts about it, and I want to write those thoughts down. Can I submit that to Issue Zero?
Absolutely.
Say a buddy of mine and his girlfriend are going through a rough patch in their relationship, and I think I am just the person to tell them how to improve their sex life. Can I submit that to Issue Zero?
Absolutely.
Say I have a short story that I submitted to Give a Sheet Press, and they said, sorry, we're full. Can I submit that to Arthur?
Yes, but maybe ask the gas people first.
Say I am a prodigious reader of the planets, and I want to write a horoscope for you. Can I submit that to Arthur?
Yes, you have to fight with like 5 staffers, though.
Say I have drawn pornography. Can I submit that to Arthur?
Absolutely. We welcome it with open arms, actually.
All right. Thank you so much. Well, David, thank you so much for joining me today on Switchboard. It's been a pleasure to have you in studio.
Thank you for having me.
My name is Evan Robbins, broadcasting to you through the facilities of Trent Radio, CFFF FM in Peterborough, Ontario. I am the full-time broadcast journalist for Trent Radio through the Local Journalism Initiative, and you have been listening to Switchboard, the show that keeps you tuned in to all of the news and people of note at the place of the end of the rapids. I want to thank you so much for listening to this week's episode, and I hope that everyone listening has a great day.